Welcome to the Vine Life Podcast. We're a church in Manchester who love Jesus, each other, and our city. Catch up on this week's message and more.
Okay, I'm just going to pray, but I want you to own this prayer, okay? Some of you will know it very well. Let's just pray. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Break me, melt me, mold me, fill me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Amen. For those of you who aren't here, i.e. somebody will be watching on their TVs tomorrow, we've just been commissioning our staff team, our new but some old staff team. Some have been here for ages, some haven't, and we've had a really good time. But just need a little bit of context as to where I want to go today. So some of you don't really know me very well. My name's Andy, as Neil's alluded to. We've been here 25 years. You know, Del, myself, Joe over there, our daughter Susie rocked up and stayed through thick and thin. And there has been thick and thin. But you know, that's what church is about. It's through the thick, through the thin. It's not all amazing, but it's all worth it. Okay. And I'm very conscious that Ralph's asked me to sort of talk to the staff team a little bit. But if I was just doing that, I could rock up to a staff meeting, couldn't I? So pretty much all of what I've got to say today has got wider application than the staff team. So I am talking to you guys. There's three of them sat there, so that's easy. But I'm talking to us all. I'm talking to me. So, yeah. Dan, can we have the picture? Okay. I think that's a 10th or 11th century picture. And it's Jesus and Peter at the Sea of Tiberias, or Galilee, really. And it's a story that's found in John 21. So I'm going to just read from John 21. And this is the point where you realise I knew a larger sized Bible. Interestingly, I wasn't here last week and I haven't watched what Ralph spoke on. Ralph did John 20. I'm doing John 21. Verses 1 to 17. Afterwards, Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Tiberias, or Galilee. It happened this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples were together. I'm going out to fish, Simon Peter told them. And they said, we'll go with you. So they went out, got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realise that it was Jesus. He called out to them, friends, haven't you any fish? No, they answered. He said, throw your net on the right side of the boat and you will find some. When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. Then the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, it is the Lord. As soon as Simon Peter heard him say, it is the Lord, he wrapped his outer garment around him, for he had taken it off, and jumped into the water. The other disciples followed in the boat, towing the net full of fish, for they were not far from shore, about 100 yards. When they landed, they saw a fire of burning coals there with fish on it and some bread. Jesus said to them, bring some of the fish you have just caught. Simon Peter climbed aboard and dragged the net ashore. It was full of large fish, 153, but even with so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." None of the disciples dare ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came, took the bread and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples after he was raised from the dead. When he had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you truly love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," he said, "you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." Again, Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you truly love me?" He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." The third time, he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" He said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my sheep." Let's get rid of them. It's probably the most famous commissioning in the New Testament. You know, Jesus and Peter, very intimate. Again, they've been through some rocky things together. It's been up, it's been down, it's been sideways. But here we're getting towards the end. And there's three things I really want to say to you today. But I just want to give a little bit of context that Jesus was there to commission Peter. But we have the whole story ahead of it. So what did Jesus do first? He said, "Come and have breakfast." So my first point today is, have breakfast with Jesus. Staff team, have breakfast with Jesus. So you're going to say, "What do you mean, Andy? What are you talking about? Have breakfast with Jesus. He's not there to eat my Weetabix with me." Well, I'm going to say what I don't think I mean. So firstly, I'm not talking about the archetypal quiet time that has to be in the morning, has to be a certain length of time, has to have certain things in it. It's not about that. And if you wanted to be legalistic, in Psalm 1, it says about the meditating on the Lord day and night. It says the same in Joshua 1 as well. It's not about this is how you do it, that it's the morning. It's also not wall-to-wall worship. I think some of us live with, you know, our whatever players you've got, the technology is way beyond me, playing worship music all day. Now, I work at home one day a week, and when we first went into lockdown, it was really boring. I found it very lonely, sat in my study on my own all day, facing computer screens and doing tax. And I realised I was lonely. I realised it was isolation. I realised it's just me. So I got my CD player. I got my vast numbers of classical music CDs, and I have classical music on when I work at home, unless I'm on a call with somebody, obviously. But, you know, sometimes I realise that 30 minutes have gone. I can't remember any of the music that's been on because it just becomes wallpaper. And, you know, sometimes worship music can become wallpaper. It isn't just about having worship music on. It was Zoe who had the word in pre-service prayer. Zoe, what's the word? Heneni. Heneni. It's a Hebrew word that means like a focused time. All your attention is being given to the person, in this case, to God. And Zoe put it much better than I've written it down here. But it's an intentional time with God. Well, that's part of it anyway. It's an intentional time. You say, "Well, Andy, I have a really busy life." Well, I have a busy life, or I used to have a busy life, but I could always find an hour to watch TV, or 2 hours, or 3 hours. And in the course of the day, I could watch 3 hours TV. And most of us can find time. It's that intentional time with the Lord, where he is the focus, where we are looking for him, where we're not thinking about 5 other things that we need to do after that. But that is the focus. That's what having breakfast with Jesus is about. He's Lord. He's the Lord of heaven and earth. He's not somebody that we casually just say, well, I'll give you a couple of minutes, you know. He's Lord. We say he's Lord of our lives. Anyone say he's Lord of our lives? Yep, a few. That's good. Any of the others of you? Is he Lord of your life? We need to treat him like Lord. You know, and I'm not looking to pour guilt on anybody today, but this is the reality. I'm endeavouring every morning when I wake up to just thank God that I'm alive, you know? And I, of all people, have a lot to thank God for being alive. You know, it's intentional. Otherwise, you just get up and it's clothes on, out to work, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It's just that intentional bit, you know? As I'm on the bus, a bit of time with God. When I have a break for lunch at work, a bit of time with God. That's how it is. And then sometimes it just sort of happens as well. So I'm doing a jigsaw at the moment. I might tell you more about the jigsaw later. Although looking at the time, probably not. But on Friday, I was doing this jigsaw, which is ridiculously hard because there's no picture. And having a good time. And I put some modern worship music on, which is not my norm. It isn't my norm. You know, I'm sort of stuck in the 70s and 80s. But I put some that's much more modern. And you know what YouTube is? It makes you a playlist. You know, I don't know how it does it, but it does. And a song came on that I'd never heard before. Adele knows it. She doesn't think we've done it here, but... And this song just got me. The jigsaw all of a sudden became really peripheral. And this song went on and again and again and again. There were tears. I was doing business with God. My heart was under surgery at that moment because this was just that intentional moment. It's just one of those that came on me. Not planned, I'm doing my jigsaw. But all of a sudden, you know, God's dealing with my heart. I was having breakfast with Jesus. So, staff team, have breakfast with Jesus. Core leadership team. I realize I'm talking to you twice, Ralph. Have breakfast with Jesus. Church, have breakfast with Jesus. And then we come on to the commissioning of Peter. I just think it's amazing that Jesus had breakfast first. He even let them bring some of their own fish. You know, bring what you've got to the party. Anyone love Jesus? Okay, you might regret saying yes. You know, Jesus asked Peter three times, do you love me? Three times. And you just imagine, you can hear it the third time. Peter's pained. And you know, as I sat back and thought about this, I thought about the three times that Peter denied Jesus and the pain that probably cost Jesus. But you know, in that moment, there's reality for Peter. And what was Jesus' response to him? Feed my lambs. Take care of my sheep. Feed my sheep. So loving Jesus leads to service. I said you might regret saying yes. You know? And it's not, I'm not talking about necessarily I'll give you an hour on a Sunday morning, God. And hey, I arrived early today and there were faithful people putting tables out, chairs out. The worship team were here. You know, this is about 9:30. Clearly some have been here quite some time before that. Loving Jesus leads to service. I was just talking with Ben and Rebecca outside and while the worship was going, and we were talking about service. They didn't know what I was talking about today. And we were saying, we do serve one another, but we serve him. And in serving him, we serve one another. you know? Jesus said in Matthew 28, the Son of Man came to serve, not to be served. Well, if it's good enough for him, it's surely good enough for me. And Paul quotes Jesus in Acts 20, it's more blessed to give than to receive. And that might primarily be about money. It's not just about money. But, you know, even in the midst of our service, it's easy to lose focus. We forget why we're doing it. Staff, keep your focus. Keep your focus. What does Jesus say to you? Feed my lambs. Take care of my sheep. Feed my sheep. And if I had the time, I'd challenge and encourage CLT and the church. Feed my lambs. Take care of my sheep. Feed my sheep. That's what loving Jesus means. And then I just want to talk about the fish, which I'm sort of doing upside down, but there's a reason for that. You know, in Luke 5, the first time that Jesus really meets Peter, he gets into Peter's boat, tells him to cast off. So Peter does. Pretty good, eh? And then Jesus said, throw your nets out. And the nets were out all night. Not a fish. What does Jesus say? Put them over the other side. What happens? They had so many fish that the boats began to sink. Sounds very similar to this story today, doesn't it? In fact, incredibly similar. So at that first meeting, Jesus said to Peter, don't be afraid, from now on, you will catch men. So as Jesus is commissioning Peter, he will have just thought about all of that because it's happened again. And he thought, he's commissioned me to catch men. And we commission people to catch men. Because ultimately, that's what it's about. That's what being church is about. It's about reaching a lost world. You see, God expects us to be fruitful. My third point. We're not here just to create nice community. It's often been said, 12 men turn the world upside down, you know. But I guess the point I really want to make here now is just about evangelism. Somebody once said, evangelism is the one word that's hated by Christians and non-Christians. Christians don't like doing it, and non-Christians don't like having it done to them. But I think very often in the Western world, we've got wrapped up in the latest way of doing it, all the resources that are available, the conferences we can go on. And very often when we put our nets down, there aren't many fish. There was a study in Canada in the late 80s when a load of churches in one of the bigger cities really went for it. And they found that those churches reached about 1.9 per church. 1.9 people were reached. They spent all year doing it. And yet I look at the third world, in some of the poorer countries, where the church is growing incredibly, they haven't got these resources. What do? They pray. They pray. And they're bold. You know, in some places, to witness for Jesus costs. And sometimes, this is where I was going to talk about the jigsaw, but I won't. Sometimes I think we just don't understand the picture. We've sort of got the border. I am talking about it. We've got the border, but we don't know what the picture in the middle is. Well, what happened with the disciples? They put the nets over the other side and the nets were full. This time, the 153. The previous time, too many. You know, as a community, I'm not putting this on the leaders now to work out our evangelism strategy, although they are leaders. But as a church, we have to commit to praying about who we are going to reach. And sometimes I think we're so busy with our lists, we don't listen much. It's true of me, absolutely true of me. We need to hear what God wants us to do. we really need to hear and listen, because in that is fruit. Would we take 153 fish this year? 100%. I mean people, not fish, but you get the idea. Would we accept that? I think we would. Would we accept more? The boat's going to sink? I think we would. So staff team, Jesus is calling you to be fruitful. And CLT, Jesus is calling you to be fruitful. Church, I think it's probably the biggest issue the church faces. Jesus is calling us to be fruitful. Not just to do stuff, but to be fruitful. I'm going to forget all my other slides because I haven't got time. In fact, I'm slightly over now. But the one last thing I want to say is this. In 2 Timothy 1, verses 6 and 7, Paul says to Timothy, "Fan into flame the gift of God that was given to you by the laying on of hands." What have we done today? We've laid on hands. Staff team, fan into flame. We can talk another time about how you do that, but fan into flame the gift of God. Don't let it become routine. Don't let it just become what you do. Fan into flame. CLT, Joe's not here. So fan into flame the gift of God. I think we laid hands on you guys as well. And church, fan into flame the gift of God. And if you've not had hands laid on you, well, I'm sure these guys can organise it and arrange it. But fan into flame the gift of God, because that's where the fruit comes from, really. Okay, let's pray. Can I just ask you to stand? I'm going to give the mic to Neil in a second. I just want to end how we started. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Break me, melt me, mold me. Fill me, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me.
Hope you enjoyed today's message. If you want to find out more, head to our website, vinelife.co.uk, or follow us on Instagram. God bless and see you soon.